Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. G-Bag boys are out today, although you did get to hear Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout. He was on with Brennan and Blake earlier today as they sat in on the KNC Masterpiece. I am Fred Davis. We got our boy Khaki Kev, the khakis of the khak, sitting right here wearing his Wes Welker jersey.
Text in your thoughts on the Wes Welker jersey.
Text them in. I'll read them because right now, so we need to figure out what's going on with this Vibes thing. All right.
I don't like it. I don't have access to it. I can't hear or listen to what the Tolos are saying. I don't like it.
I passed my Vibes password and info out like a, you know what.
I'm curious and what
everybody enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed it. Okay.
And they cracked down on it.
Then Odyssey decided, oh, wait, no, can't do that anymore. And so, and I would give you, here's the problem, guys. I don't know my Odyssey login. Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your password saved everywhere?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Here's the other thing, too, is I have an idea. Like, Kevin got me to think, and he's like, well, do you have an idea what you think it might be? And it's within, there's three names that I use back and forth for all my passwords.
And why don't we just give those a crack?
And
give
so, them a shot. Because I don't want to lock myself out. And then if I lock it out, then I have to go to IT and blame you two for why I can't get into. Yeah, I'm throwing you both into it.
I'm trying to help you guess your password. How is that? Where is their blame in there?
Nobody's better at throwing people under the bus without throwing them under the bus than Khaki Kevin Walker.
Whoa.
Am I one of the names that's in your password?
It is not.
Okay, I can't help then.
The illegitimate 25.
It is not. But ironically enough, you did say my illegitimate. My actual children are the names. So not a huge surprise. It seems to be kind of the case. It's probably been in, I don't know how many data breaches.
Yeah, I get those.
Have you guys ever done one of those Google dark web searches?
Whoa.
No, seriously, you can do it through Google.
No,
like Google,
I have not.
Google will search the dark web to find out where your information, like where they see your information on the dark web.
I get emails that my passwords and data breaches, but I'm assuming those are spams. And if they're not, then I'm like, I'll find out, I guess.
I did a Jacob Ray dark web search and had him down as an assassin. So,
really?
Murder for hire.
Let's not talk about what you found.
Oh, I've gone too far. Real quick. I forgot how persnickety the Tolos are when it comes to the G-Bag Nation. And I'll tell you what, I take this as a badge of honor. Okay, so one of the things I said during that last segment was it felt like I heard Dak is relieved and glad that Mike is gone.
Yep.
Okay. Not that not as the football player, but the other things behind the scenes. And again, that's what I perceived and heard from what he said there.
Podcast, etc.
Could I be completely wrong? Absolutely. I'm just throwing it out there. And if I ever saw Dak in the locker room, which we do from time to time, I'd have no problem asking him, hey, I took this to mean that. Now, again, this was during the preseason, which Dak, during the preseason, he's just in there kind of doing his thing, and then boom, he's out. So, you know, from a podium, you're probably not going to ask him that sort of thing. But from the 4-6-9, you're going to pull a muscle reach for controversy in what Dak said. First of all, I'm not trying to make a controversy out of it. Like, he's gone. So me expressing what I think he means by that is not controversial, okay? I don't know if you're new to this 4-6-9. Obviously, you're not because you listen to the fan and you're a Tolo, I'm guessing. So I do appreciate you tuning in. But that's kind of what this job is.
Yeah.
Okay? Is from time to time we infer what we think we heard. Huh? Anybody? Okay, no. Relax. He's trying to be cool on both sides. You're as bad as Dawson on the conspiracy theories. You guys have no idea. Okay? You have no idea. My illegitimates can speak to that. I am all for conspiracy theories. Wait till you hear my Mavericks Luka Doncic conspiracy.
Which we will get to.
We will probably. I don't know if I'm going to get knee deep into it because we got a lot to get to today. But from the 4-6-9, he goes on to say, which is exactly why players hate talking to the media, always looking for some bleep that ain't there.
Hate talking to the media because some media like to do gotcha. People don't like gotcha media.
And sometimes you just, look, there's nothing wrong with asking a question like, hey, I thought I heard this. Is that accurate? And if they say, no, Fred, you're full of bleep. Good to know. Thanks. Glad. That's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear.
You said, it's part of the business. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes we're wrong. And sometimes we'll never hear what we actually think or what we want to be true or false, whatever have you.
That's kind of the gig, man. That is kind of the gig. Speaking of which, Micah Parsons, who's now a Green Bay Packer, you've got the tweet from a friend of the program, Blake Elliott, and there is some truth to it. His back really does hurt, apparently.
Yeah, apparently the reports of a back injury for Micah is not all too false. Per Adam Schefter, Packers linebacker Micah Parsons has been dealing with an L4, L5 facet joint sprain in his back and may take an epidural injection prior to Sunday's game versus the Lions if needed to help him play. Goes on to say, before the trading Parsons last week, the Cowboys prescribed him a 5-day plan of anti-inflammatory and then a lot of medicine words I don't understand. They gave him medicine and then they traded him. So after a physical, that does show that Micah does actually have an issue with his back. And it is not necessarily a slam dunk that he's going to play week one.
He's playing.
It says Parsons has been practicing this week and is trying to play in Sunday's opener, though one source said it's still uncertain if he will, per Adam Schefter.
I mean, I think some of this might be, and look, maybe he won't play. And if he doesn't, then, hey, egg on my face. But I think he'll play. I think there's, I mean, who does Green Bay play week one?
Lions.
Oh, yeah, he's playing.
I'll give Brennan his credit. Brennan actually said something in crosstalk that, hey, maybe they're kind of carrying this thing on so that way they don't get a little bit of an investigation as to, oh, your back hurt, but you were doing this, that, and the other, and then you're practicing. Maybe that's a little something.
I don't disagree with that notion at all.
Bulligetta's like, hey, we don't want
now, we already had the Cowboys MRI already came back and said gave him a clean bill of health. That's why he was allegedly going out to get the second one, because he wanted one on his own time.
Right.
So either way, I thought that was interesting. And again, maybe you keep up the ruse for a little bit, but he goes out and balls against the Lions. Now, if you tell me in 5 or 6 weeks my man's is still dealing with some back issues and there's a serious issue there, then yeah, I'll go ahead and give it some
credibility.
Give it some credibility, absolutely. But until then, I'm not buying it. Tyreek Hill, now, Jake, you're our resident degenerate in all this.
Yeah, I am.
Do we know what the odds are? We know Mike McDaniel is the leader in the clubhouse right now as it pertains to getting you know, who was the first coach to get fired?
Yeah.
He's like, plus 200 or something crazy like that?
I think so, yeah.
Do we have the same odds on players to get traded during
Not that I've seen,
season?
But oddly enough, I saw a Bleacher Report article about like some of the craziest trades that we could see happen earlier in the NFL season. The first one was Tyreek Hill to the Falcons for a third-round pick and Darnell Mooney. So
it would take,
there's smoke.
It would take a third-round pick and Darnell Mooney for Tyreek Hill?
That's what it said, yeah.
Am I crazy to think that's a little high?
What do you think, like a fifth-round pick? Or
I think a third should be fine.
A no player?
Yeah, I don't think
with that contract, you're taking on a lot of money. And they can afford it with the contract the Penix is on, so.
I mean, how much juice do we think Tyreek Hill has left?
Let's see.
He's on my fantasy team, so hopefully get him out this year.
He better have some left. Tyreek Hill is 31 years old. So
a lot of wear and tear, though, on that body.
Yes and no. I mean, the thing about Tyreek is, you know, he doesn't take a lot. I mean, he doesn't take huge hits anymore. Now, he gets a lot of soft tissue injuries, right? And that's the thing about a guy like a Tyreek Hill. He's never been a great route runner. He's not necessarily a great receiver, per se, as far as, you know, being a guy that, you know, will grab the ball with his hands. And you know, Blake pointed this out the other day. He's more of a body catcher.
He is.
That said, the guy's an absolute maniac when it comes to, you know, getting behind the defense, and that's a wrap. I mean, there's just we haven't seen anybody. Well, that too, and that's the other reason why you got to keep an eye on this guy. I could totally see him getting traded, and the reason why I'm bringing up our boy Tyreek Hill is he's been a team captain, but this year was not
really I didn't see that.
A team captain even after he apologized. Okay, the Miami Dolphins announced their captains for the 2025 NFL season, but there was one glaring omission. For the first time since joining the team in 2022, wide receiver Tyreek Hill was not voted to be a captain by his teammates. Hill himself suggested this offseason that he likely would not be a captain this year due to his actions at the end of the 2024 regular season when he removed himself from the finale and hinted after the game that he wanted to play elsewhere.
Tua talked on this, actually. Tua pretty much said, like, he can only do what he can. It was very clear from the way that Tua spoke that the locker room has not all of the locker room has not forgiven Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And why would you? This guy pretty much post-game said, I don't really want to be here anymore. And then you expect to come back and everything be all fluffy sunshines and rainbows and here give you your C back?
No. Tyreek, you're...
And he's got a lot of off-the-field problems right now that's kind of causing distraction.
Lost his mansion.
He did lose his mansion?
Yeah, his wife got his mansion. He didn't got a house now. Well, he probably does now.
I was going to say, he's definitely got a house.
He lost his big house.
He lost the big house. Now he's living in the trap house. Probably got a condo somewhere.
Guest house.
Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, fullback Alec Ingold, and defensive tackle Zach Seiler on Monday retained their roles as captains, while center Aaron Brewer and linebackers Jordan Brooks and Bradley Chubb were first-time selections. Coach Mike McDaniel said, quote, I'm really excited about the whole voting process in general this year. This team was much more unified, and the focus on those six guys was very clear. Those were resounding vote-getters. Look, I've made it clear, I'm not the biggest Mike McDaniel fan. Do I think he's a fantastic offensive mind? Absolutely. I mean, the guy knows offense all day, every day. I'm just not convinced that he's a leader of men. I'm just not convinced that defensively and just as a team. And you know, people always say, well, that's part of the reason why, you know, playing in Miami, you know, playing in the cold, that's part of the issue. I just think there's something about this football team. I just think the way they're – I mean, you saw the interviews with Mike McDaniel over the summer during training camp. I mean, he just looked beat up.
Yeah.
He looks worn out, and, like, this thing is taking a toll on him. Now, look, maybe Miami kind of now that the shimmer and the sheen is kind of wiped off of him a little bit, and maybe this is kind of – I mean, you need a good Tyreek Hill if this offense is going to do what you – I mean, yes, Jalen Waddle's great, and Tua has his moments when he's upright, and you've got a great running game so far. At least you got some pieces there, so – offensively, this team, I mean, maybe Miami could shock some people this year, considering that no one expects anything out of them.
I don't know if I would necessarily say, I mean...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What would you consider a shock out of Miami making the playoffs?
10 wins.
I mean, you could definitely see it because we can sit here and say that Tyreek doesn't have any juice left and then he can put together a 1,000-yard season.
No, no. Look, Tyreek Hill's got juice left. It's just the question with Tyreek is...
I don't think
what
but that's
are
the,
you getting out? I mean, what's between those shoulders?
I don't think that. I think that's the problem with Miami is there's not just one question mark. It's how can you keep Tua healthy? It's how can we manage Tyreek Hill? What can Tyreek Hill do?
Well, the Tua question's easy. Just don't get him concussed.
Otherwise, we'll have to look at our boy Quinn Ewers.
I mean, hey.
Hell of a camp. Hell of a camp. Made the team.
There's something to be said for that. All right. I mean,
I'm not the homer here.
He's not in a bad situation. And he's not in a bad situation.
He's really
not. And that's the thing about a guy. And that's the thing about it. Look, and let me temper my words here. The thing about Tua is he has been known to get hurt.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a backup quarterback in any place, you could do a lot worse than the Miami Dolphins.
With Mike McDaniel, too.
All right. Exactly. Because you could get a chance. Because if everything being equal, if God forbid something happens to Tua where he gets hurt and is out for any extended amount of time, all right. Because right now, Ewers is a second or third string quarterback.
I will check on that. I want to say he was kept on the roster, so maybe he was the three.
I think he's the third string quarterback, but I'm trying to think who's the backup quarterback there in Miami. We'll get to that here in just a second. So that's the latest and greatest with them. And then, of course, the 49ers, Juwan Jennings finally practiced today as well. That's a team that is just devoid.
Zach Wilson.
Look, Quinn Ewers can overtake Zach Wilson.
Zach Milf Wilson.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he can absolutely overtake Zach Wilson as backup quarterback. And as you alluded to, they both had a pretty good training camp and preseason so far. But Juwan Jennings for the 49ers practiced today for the first time in 36 days. That 49ers team, I don't think I'm crazy for saying that the Seattle Seahawks can win that AFC West. I do think the AFC West is going to be, or it's going to be the NFC West. I do think the Rams are going to be good. I just don't know that I trust Matt Stafford to stay healthy.
I agree with you. I think you could bet on this on Seattle probably being more healthy. I mean, they're definitely a younger squad for sure versus
I like
LA.
Mike McDaniel too. I like Mike McDonald as well. They won 10 games last year. Now again, you got Geno Smith, you had DK Metcalf, but again, you got Jaxon Smith, you've got Cooper Kupp, so you know, that's a team that, and of course you got Sam Darnold, who they can get off of after a year. And look, I watched a little bit of Seattle against the Chiefs in the preseason a couple weeks ago, against the preseason, so let's not get too carried away. But I'll say this much. That was a defense that rallied to the ball, and that was an offense that had a little bit of sizzle to it on both the ground and through the air as well. And I kind of like Jalen Milroe, so there you have it. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little fantasy football. Where are you taking us, Khaki Kev?
We're going to talk all things drafts, bust, draft, guys that could explode, and everything else in fantasy football next.
This is the G-Bag Nation on a Labor Day Monday. Who's this Sabrina Carpenter, by the way?
You don't know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
I found out
today. She's an up-and-coming pop star.
She's not even up-and-coming. She's a pop star.
She's got like 7 albums out or something.
Yeah, I was going to say she's not up-and-coming really at all.
So she's catching she's catching a lot of flack for her newest album cover.
Is it the man's best friend?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
You know a lot about this, Jacob.
Hey, man. I've said too much.
I know quite a bit as well. My girlfriend.
I was
going to
say, you guys both have girlfriends. Like,
girlfriend's like, oh, well, I can only relate to like 1 or 2 songs because the whole album is just taking a dump on like men as a whole. So.
Oh, is that where she's going with this?
Oh, yeah.
She's dumping on dudes?
Well, yeah, because. You know.
Like Taylor Swift style or what?
No, not Taylor Swift.
So what is she?
Style.
What is she? She's
like,
on dudes
she's
about?
Like, she's raunchy. Like, she makes raunchy music.
Mm.
That's kind of her thing.
Mm. Raunchy dumping on dudes is what you're saying.
That's exactly it. Okay. Jacob, do you listen to Sabrina?
Yeah, I'm here for it.
I know you listen to your fair share of girls' music. And
I usually don't listen to Sabrina like on my own, but my girlfriend's always got it on the car like the one time every 6 months she drives. So, yeah.
Is it fair to say she makes the raunchy girl pop music?
Absolutely.
What is that? Just because I'm a little bit out of the game when it comes to that. Give me an example of what's one of her songs?
Well, one of her songs on the new album is called Tears, and it's not exactly about crying.
Oh. Oh.
That's an example for you.
Sounds raunchy. Let me scribble that down.
A lot of her music's about being a fun toy for men, I guess
you
could say.
Wow, yeah, Sabrina.
In
that way. Yeah.
She catches
Sabrina
a lot of
Sabrina Carpenter.
I mean, I think her target audience is a lot of like, you know,
bops.
But like teenage girls are like kind of transitioning into that period of life where, you know, it's their way of expressing themselves. So I don't know.
And that's why Jacob listens all the time.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Interesting. I learned something new today.
Behind enemy lines.
I was, that's a great look. I was one of my segments back in the day, actually. I used to do a segment with where we would find players, coaches, and or, or reporters. Anytime we would talk to somebody from another team, like, you know, let's go behind enemy lines.
We do that on a Cowboys pregame.
That's it. You got behind enemy lines or my personal favorite, know your foe.
Know your foe. That's so nice.
Sprinkle that in. I was tinkering with the idea today of trying to get a Philadelphia Eagle.
I thought about it.
Reporter on. But
you have the glorious blue check. I do not.
I got sidetracked.
You know, I got some news yesterday. So my best friend back at school, he's an Eagles fan, born and raised in Philly.
Okay.
So
is he a reporter?
No, he's not. Well, he's trying to be. He started a Stat by Matt Twitter account. Shout out. He's got like 100 followers, but he reported every pick of the draft. So he's like trying to build that up. I think that's what he wants to do. But for his graduation and birthday present, his girlfriend's stepdad bought him, his girlfriend, me, and my girlfriend tickets to the Cowboys and Eagles game.
Dang.
Here. And I will have to wear a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Oh, that was part of the deal?
That was the caveat. So if you see me at the game and I'm in Philly gear.
Send us pictures.
So but here's the thing. You don't have any Philadelphia gear, do you?
He's got a bunch. But to be fair, I'm going to wear a Cooper DeJean jersey. So represent for my white boys.
Okay.
You know?
I can stay behind that.
We'll let that slide.
I'll let it slide.
We'll let that slide. I'm okay.
Do need
that.
A picture, though, for blackmail.
You. Yeah, I got you.
So.
Wow. All right. I mean, in fairness, though, you're a Bears fan anyway.
Yeah, I know. I would have worn a Bears jersey anyway if I wasn't wearing anything. So.
Now, okay, since we're on this topic, would you go to a Green Bay game and have to wear a Green Bay jersey?
Hell no.
That's a good question.
I would go naked to a Green Bay Packers game before I wore it.
But if they were paying for the tickets, you still wouldn't go?
No.
I respect that. See, I forgot. You're not like a dyed-in-the-wool Cowboys fan, so that's
But if you're going to work in DFW media, I still need a picture of you in an Eagles jersey. All right, let's talk some fantasy football. Adam Schefter came out with his sleepers and value picks. We've got quarterbacks, tight ends, and wide receivers. Boys, what do we want to start with?
Let's go with some, you said sleepers and value picks?
Sleepers and value picks. He breaks it up, early rounds, middle rounds, and late rounds, his players to watch for.
What do we think A.J. Brown's going to do on Thursday?
Bad things to the Cowboys.
Anybody?
I agree with that.
You think so?
I agree with that.
You think so?
I think A.J. Brown's going to be like Sabrina Carpenter to the Cowboys.
Okay. All right. So give me your – who is your – what draft – okay, how many teams do you have?
I'm only doing one team this year.
I love it.
I've got two.
Okay.
And it's my first year doing a dynasty. So this is the first year that I've started my dynasty.
Okay, so is it a keeper league or is it like a keeper league? Because I've seen somewhere you keep two players and you lose that, like the round you drafted them in, you lose that. And I've seen teams where you keep your whole team.
No, we keep our whole team. We get draft picks. I'm trading draft picks, baby. Fun. Oh, it's so much fun. I'm trading draft picks.
What's the name of your team? What do you looking at? What's your team name?
I don't know if I should say the name of my team.
No, what do you mean you don't know if you should say it? You absolutely should say it.
My team has Michael Penix on it.
What? Is it inappropriate?
It's along the lines of inappropriate. It has Penix in it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
This guy here.
What about y'all?
One of mine is a fun little wordplay on Brock Bowers.
Okay. Jeez.
And the other one is my best friend's mother's maiden name.
That's awesome. That's great.
Oh my God.
So when he loses to me, he's losing to his mother's maiden name.
What's his mother's maiden name?
Grace Duke. I didn't go middle name. I didn't put the middle name in there.
That's awesome. That's pretty good.
His mother's name is Grace Duke?
Yep.
Didn't even sound like a real person.
What's your fantasy football name?
I've got two of them. I've got Fatties and Fair Fouls. So we're keeping it show related.
Love it.
So now the Fatties is in a family league, and then Fair Fouls is Blake started a league just kind of off the cuff.
Oh,
and,
who else in it?
Me, Blake, my son, and a bunch of listeners.
All right.
He posted it on
Instagram.
On Instagram.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And then he texted me and he's like, hey, sign up for this because we've got a draft in like 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. There we go. All right. What is Schefter saying is the value picks?
So for wide receiver, quarterbacks, or tight ends, which one?
Let's do wide receivers first.
All right. Let's go early rounds. He's got now, these are kind of your gimmies. He's got Chase Brown, Collins, and Neighbors in his early rounds. None of those are really going to be surprised. So let's start with middle rounds. He's got Marvin Harrison Jr., Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He's got Devontae Smith, Jameson Williams, Rome Odunze, and Ricky Pearsall in his middle rounds.
How do we feel about Chris Olave?
I'm not too high on him.
I'm not either. I'm not really too high on really anything that's going on.
With the Saints?
Yeah.
Except for the draft picks.
I mean, do we trust Rattler and Tyler Shuck?
I mean, it's Kellen Moore, right?
Yeah.
Are we thinking maybe he could just shock the world?
He could. It's definitely possible.
Again, like seven wins?
I doubt it.
I'd be shocking the world.
Oh,
right?
Seven wins. No way.
That'd
no.
shock the world, right?
That would. I would actually, if I was the Saints, I'd be mad. If I was a Saints fan and we won seven games, I'd be ticked off.
Oh, for sure.
I don't want to. If you're the Saints, you're trying to get a first round pick. Now, can we all agree that we're calming down on the Arch as a number one pick? And I think we can all say that maybe staying one more year wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. Now, look, I guess only 1 week.
I've been saying it the entire time. He's not coming out after the 1 year. Next year is going to be the best Texas team. For sure.
Of all time or?
Ever. Not of all time. Oh, okay. Not okay. of all time.
Ever. 2005, eat your heart out.
Yep.
Not of all time.
I know you were what?
Vince Young who?
6, 3, 2, 1.
My dad said it's the only night that I ever slept as a child.
I tell you what.
He's got a good story about it, too.
No, because you would have been, how old would you have been? Because I'm trying to think.
It was around three.
I was going to say, because I've got a picture, because I remember my daughter. I remember taking my good friends, had a little shindig, and I couldn't find a sitter for my daughter that night. So I was like, well, guess you're coming to watch football tonight.
Yeah, my dad tells me it's the only night that I ever slept. Because I never slept as a child, and my mom told him that if he woke me up in the middle of the game, it was wraps pretty much.
I probably gave you
so I always tell my dad that I feel really bad that he had to pretty much stay quiet through what was probably the best college football game of all time as a Texas fan.
Or maybe they just gave you some Robitussin and knocked you out, and he just didn't tell you that part.
No, because he definitely wasn't anticipating me going to sleep. So here in the later rounds, he's got Jordan Addison, Matthew Golden, Emeka Buka, which I don't know about y'all. Emeka Buka did not make it in the late rounds for my draft. He definitely went in the middle for mine.
He hasn't made it many of mine either.
He was in the top.
No, because any any league that I'm in, like I'm in, I know the one that I'm in with Blake. Blake is all about Ibuka.
I love him. He was literally snatched the pick before mine. I was beyond livid.
He also snatched up my Brock Bowers in the middle of the second round that I was excited about too. So shame on him for
That's
that.
That's a shame, yeah.
It is a shame.
I had to change his name in my league was Balding Brock. Now it's just Bald Brock.
Bald Head Brock.
So it's not as fun.
I'm telling you right now, the Raiders to me, for as much as we love up the NFC North, and rightfully so, because that is going to be a hell of a division. And I'll tell you what, let me ask you guys this. Did listening to what Jordan Schultz say about the Detroit Lions change your mind at all about what they might look like in 2025? Because our boy Wooly Bully, for instance, and I know some other people, it's kind of a chic idea or selection or pick to say they won't make the playoffs this year.
I don't think that it's not... I think they'll make the playoffs. That roster is really good. It's
it just, still is.
They're not, and he said it, they're not going to look the same. We don't anticipate them to look the same, but they were dominant last year. Like, they were very, very dominant. And I don't necessarily anticipate them to be that same level of dominance again. So they'll make the playoffs. I would not be shocked if they make the playoffs. It's how far they'll go. I don't know.
Does it bother you that they lost three offensive linemen?
That's a that's definitely part of it.
The only thing you lost, well, I know you lost a guard and you lost Frank Ragnow, which is always a big deal anytime you lose your center. So we shall see. I think it's a little bit premature to suggest that they're just going to fall off. But I mean, John Morton, and then here's the thing about John Morton. He's been under Sean Payton for the last 2 years. And don't we all agree that Sean Payton's pretty dadgum good when it comes to coaching up offense?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, you know, I mean, look, not every coach is meant to be, or excuse me, not every offensive coordinator is meant to be a head coach. But as we're seeing in New England, and we might dive into a little more NFL talk later on this week. I know Blake and I will be doing our predictions on Wednesday night. We're on 8 to 11 Fan After Dark. Shameless plug. One of the reasons why I'm very much high on the New England Patriots, not just because it's Mike Vrabel and Drake May's second year, but because you got Josh Daniels as offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Say what you want about McDaniels. Josh McDaniels made Mac Jones a Pro Bowler. Yeah.
He did.
I think we forget. We lose sight of that. Look, a-hole as a person and head coach, all right? I mean, every team he's been at, he's left them worse than what he found them at. But when it comes to being an offensive coordinator, I mean, you can do a lot worse than Josh McDaniels. Last thing, give us a sleeper.
All right. He says that the sleeper and the wide receiver rounds, we'll just stick on that. Troy Franklin, Jalen Noel, and Dyami Brown in the later rounds for the wide receiver category. Also, DeMario Douglas, speaking of Patriots.
Interesting.
What do we think about Bill Kroski Merritt?
This was on the 23rd, so I don't know if he was put in there at that point. But
I've already claimed him in all my leagues, as well as shout out Jordan Schultz, Isaac Tesla. That kid's gonna be a stud.
I'm not gonna lie. Until today, I definitely thought it was Tesla.
Who's he with?
He's the wide receiver with the Lions. He's a rookie wide receiver.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. I'll tell you what. I'll give you one more, and this has a little bit of a hometown cachet to it. Jump on some Rashard Smith.
I've seen some things.
Okay, get you some Rashard Smith. Somebody already said on the text line, might as well get Fred a Chiefs jersey. Yeah, go ahead. Give me one. You know what? Give me Rashee Rice as I'm Ubering down 75. How you feel about that, huh? Huh? Coming up next, Khaki's Kicks. Where are you taking us?
There was a list that put out of the top 10 cringiest things that sneakerheads do. I'm going to get the boys' opinions next on 105.3 The Fan.
Fred might as well wear a KC jersey from the 469. Your jersey is stupid.
Is that for me?
That's for you.
Oh, okay.
From Jagon and Terrell, I wonder if Micah changed his Cowboys password. Let's see.
I'm assuming so.
Let's see. Tyreek Hill and Amari Cooper about the same age. Think about that.
That is crazy to think about.
And then... the proverbial, now, for those of you that are new to Fred's text reading technique, so typically when I'm on with Blake has the text messages up, and so he keeps track of the text messages. We can't figure out what my login is, and so unfortunately...
We gave it three tries.
Kevin can't log in, so luckily whoever I'm sitting, the computer I'm sitting at still has the text messages up, so I read from wherever I left off at. Okay, so I'm at the 33-minute mark, and from the 817, stop paying attention to Jerry, please, or we will continue to be mediocre. So there's always at least one person, whether it's a text message, whether it's a Tolo on the telephone. Well, you know how we fix this Jerry situation, right? We got to boycott the stadium. Stop buying the merch, and that'll teach him a lesson. Well, I mean, look, I appreciate the thought. I appreciate the interest in the idea, but I mean,
if you don't pay for it, the next person.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No one's doing it.
Yeah.
No one's doing it. All right. Someone is going to go to AT&T Stadium. Now, could some... I mean, there's always going to be... Because first of all, the prices would drop precipitously, and then you'd feed people that would never have never been to AT&T Stadium. Well, you can tell me I'm going to get some lower bowl seats for $50. Oh, they're doing that all day, every day.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I thought the stadium was pretty empty last year. Now, look, I will defer to you two. You guys have been to AT&T Stadium a lot more than I have. I was there, what, six times last year when I started covering the Cowboy games towards the second half of the season. I remember the Texans game to me sticks out the most simply because, A, it started out really, really barren, and then as the game started to fill up, it felt like there were more Texan fans than there were Cowboy fans.
That's exactly the point, is that if there's not Cowboys fans, someone's going to fill the stadium, whether it be the visiting team or just whoever's in town. Going to AT&T Stadium, we've talked about it before.
Just don't buy the merch, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, people go in there and they want to go to AT&T Stadium. So whether if you're a Cowboys fans or Cowboy fan or not, that stadium seating is going to be filled up. Now, it might be a little empty or closed at the end whenever the Cowboys are losing in the third quarter, whatever have you. But those tickets are going to sell for sure.
From the 817, Mark, raunchy dumping on dudes, please. New guy, Jake. And then from the 972, damn, almost all of her sounds have the explicit advisory on them, LOL. I didn't know Sabrina got down like that.
Yeah, she definitely does.
And then here's a true tolo fatty from the 321. Ask your daughter about Sabrina Carpenter. I'll do that. I'll
that's actually really.
Now, my daughter is a dye-in-the-wool Swiftie, so I don't know, do Swifties and now what do Carpenter fans call themselves? Carpenters?
I don't know if they have a...
Do they have a name? Do they have a moniker?
I don't know if they have a thing. You're not asking necessarily the right person, but...
877-881-1053. If you are a Sabrina Carpenter fan and you're not like some creepy old guy, what are they called? The fans. Okay? What are they called? From the 817, is Sabrina Team Jerry or Team Micah? That's also a great question. All right. It's that time of the show, ladies and gentlemen, where Wes Welker, a.k.a. Khaki Kev, does a little Khaki's Kicks. The khakiest of the khaki, the one, the only, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker.
Another episode, another session of Khaki's Kicks, but this time with Jacob Ray and Fred Davis, and I'm not behind the glass, so I enjoy that. 877-881-1053. Text in what you've got on feet if this is your first time tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Khaki's Kicks. I do sneaker segments here on Sports Radio in DFW. We go around the room. We talk about what we got on feet. But you, the Tolos, you let me know what you're rocking on this beautiful Labor Day. You could be wearing flip-flops with this beautiful weather. You could be wearing some Jordans, some sneakers, some Nikes, some Under Armours if that suits you. Flip-flops, slides, whatever have you, do text in. Let us know. Fred Davis is going to be reading the text line. I've got top 10 cringe things that sneakerheads do that we'll talk about. I'll get the guys' opinions. But first, as we always do, let's go around the room. Jacob Ray, I'll start with you. What do you have on feet today? And show the fan cam.
I'm going to show the fan cam. So I'm going to start off with the thing that's directly touching my feet. I've got some Nike white no-show socks. If you're looking on the fan cam, crystal clear. Nice and clean. And then I'm rocking some New Balance 9060s in the white and cream color.
Did you take your socks off just now?
I took a sock off.
He definitely did.
You said, what's on feet?
I mean, I don't know that we really needed to see the sock. I mean, I think we could have taken your word.
This is my Khaki's Kicks first segment, so I didn't know how we do it around here. Sorry, guys.
He took it literally. This guy really went down
sock
to
and shoe.
Down to the bare fit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Did you show? Because you showed us. I don't know if you showed the fan cam.
Right now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Again, that's not the fan cam. Fan cam can't see that.
Yeah, they can. It's right here. I'm in front of the camera.
Okay. There
they
you
can
go.
See. Yep.
Are we about to have? We're about to have some producer on producer crime right now. Is what it feels like.
Fred Davis, let's go to you.
You already know what I got on.
Gum the other day too.
Don't show us your socks though.
You already know because Fred doesn't expose his bare feet in public. Let's get that straight. But number two, I got the same shoes like I always got on.
Got the freeze?
Except they're green today.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
You're going to show the fan cam?
Army green. Just take my word for it, fan cam. Take my word for it.
Well, okay? One time I asked you to show the fan cam, you threw your shoe at me.
Fred is feeling some type of way today. You know what? My gym really pissed me off today. All right? I'm not going to lie. It's had me in a foul mood ever since.
Took your pump away.
You know, it just...
What day was today on the
leg
split?
Leg day!
Oh.
So I'm going to Absolute Recomp tomorrow, and your boy's going to go ham on legs. But yeah, man, it just, I don't know. It just put me in a foul mood is all I'm saying. But I got green Nike Freeze on. You know the vibes.
All right, I'm rocking my Game Royal Blue Jordan 1 Lowe's. You might be asking why I'm wearing blue shoes with a red jersey. It's because
you got
accent.
The blue in there. That's right.
There you go. Fred gets it. Fred gets it.
By the way... Update, boys. Update. So,
can I make a guess on what the name is?
On what?
Sabrina Carpenter fans. Is that where we're going with this?
Well, yes and no.
Oh.
Yes and no.
I don't
know.
Is your daughter's response?
This is my daughter's response. Okay. This is my daughter's response, who, again, dye-in-the-wool Swiftie.
I don't know if they cross over, so I'm interested.
I think you might be onto something there. So I asked my daughter, hey, are you a Sabrina Carpenter fan? She goes, I wouldn't say fan. But I like some of her stuff.
We're on the fence.
That's fair.
You go.
They don't make the same music whatsoever. So I don't I don't entirely expect them to cross over. All right, top 10 things that top 10 cringe things that people do as sneakerheads.
How many of these do you do?
We'll go over that. We'll go over that. I'm definitely guilty of some. Guilty of some. Tolis, text in. Let me know.
Over, under 5.5, Kevin.
It's taking off your sock in the top five.
It is not actually okay, in cool. the top five. All right. Number 10 is a salesman disguised as an influencer.
Oh, you're definitely. Oh, okay. Okay.
So therefore, you're really just an influencer, but.
Isn't that the same thing? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. So this influencer thing, and this is a whole other rant for another segment, has gone way too far.
I think what they mean by this is people that might do reviews on sneakers that are like, you go to for their opinion on, hey, if this is a good shoe or this is a good whatever, and they're like, oh, check my discount code out. Or maybe they're like, you know, oh, this shoe is so great and it's awesome. But really, like, X brand just sent it to them, so they have to say that, and they're not disclosing that information.
Aren't influencers just salespeople anyway?
But I think some people go about it different ways.
I mean, that's sales 101. Everybody goes about it different ways, right? Fair enough. I think that's the same thing. I think we're splitting hair. Semantics, ladies and gentlemen, semantics.
All right, let's go to number 10, outsole protectors. Do either of y'all know what that might mean?
I mean, I have 8 pairs of the same shoe, so, I mean, take that for what it's worth.
So outsole protectors are, it's a clear see-through film that you can put on the bottom of your sneakers.
Wow.
So that way they don't get dirty.
Wow.
It's like the stuff you wear when you go to an open house.
Wow.
Yes, it's something to that effect, oh, but okay. It's clear, and it's you can't really tell it's on there because it fits so tight. You just don't get anything on the bottom of your shoes.
I mean, I'm all for a good waterproofer. All right. I used to sell
this
shoes
on the
back
bottom
in the day,
of the shoe.
But that's my point. I'm all for a waterproofer. Okay?
I could have used this last week when I stepped in mint gum. So.
So to your point, I think both Jake and I are on the no, we're not outsole protector people.
I don't. It says wear your shoes, don't wrap them. I agree.
That's ridiculous.
Don't do that. Number 8, I am guilty of this, and y'all have definitely seen me do this. Mismatched laces.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more of a
I don't think that's
style
cringe.
Trend. No, I don't think it's cringe. I think people do it all the time.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, especially if you do it the right way. If I have
now, see, that's cringe what you just said.
What does that mean? Why?
If you do it the right way.
There's
a right way to mismatch laces?
I think so. If I have a green pair of shoes and I put in yellow laces, then yeah. Why am I doing that? But if I have a green pair of shoes, I'm doing one black laces, one green laces. That makes sense, in my opinion.
Just let people mismatch however they want to. Maybe your mismatch is different than my mismatch.
How would you mismatch laces?
I wouldn't, but just let's say that we did.
Okay.
It's all about, it's the beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
All right, we'll run through this. I'm guilty of 8. Number 7 is hype zombies, just people who wear a bunch of really expensive brands just to wear it and none of it goes together at all.
I don't hate that.
I did that with Lulu, so.
I don't hate that.
It's not necessarily the same. We're talking like Supreme and Off-White and
Kith. I thought it was a hype beast.
Like. It's essentially, it is a hype beast. They call it a hype zombie, hype beast, hype zombie, those kinds of things. Just,
okay.
You're just wearing stuff just to show that you got it, but your fit is god awful and doesn't match with anything at all.
I mean, that's kind of me every day, isn't it?
That's what Kansas is. That's what Kansas is. Number 6 is too matchy.
I know you're not talking smack nor Texas. Go ahead.
51 and I don't know what you're talking about. Number 6 is too matchy. You got too much of the same color on. Number 5 is gatekeeping. That's your old head.
What's too much of the same color?
So this picture, as you can see, is a guy literally wearing all yellow. So change it up a little bit. Don't just wear all one color.
I wear a lot of all black.
I wouldn't say that necessarily is so much as matching as much as that is just ease of choice.
That's true.
So my girlfriend told me to never wear all gray because apparently I did that a lot in high school. So.
You know what? I don't
it's like a tracksuit kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, tracksuits would be a good example. Some people don't love the tracksuits. Number 5 is gatekeeping. This is your OGs or your old heads yelling at new, like the new people in sneakerheads because they're not wanting to buy OG shoes. They want to wear like the new shoes, the new Yeezys and the new whatever have you. And they're yelling at them like, don't gatekeep. Let everybody be their own sneakerhead. Number 4, leather experts. Don't pretend you're a leather expert. You don't know what buttery leather compared to real leather or sneaker leather is. At the end of the day, it's just leather. So that's right. Number 4. Number 3 is rocking the StockX tag or the eBay tag. I'm going to throw in just any tag. don't keep the tag on your sneakers.
Now, see, I'm going to push back on this only because back in the day, the old school Nike Air tag was dope. All right. Or if you had a Jordan tag, that was dope. So, again, that was a long time ago. Just saying.
All right. Well, that's number three. We'll speed through these. Number two is crease protectors. I was guilty of crease protectors when I first began.
Yeah.
Like when I first started like getting a lot of sneakers. And then I was just kind of like, look, they're going to crease anyway.
They're going to crease anyway.
I'm going to wear my sneakers. I'm going to take. So I took all my crease protectors out. Plus, they're expensive. So that's number two. And then number one for good reason, wearing fakes.
I mean, dupes are dupes for a reason, right? I mean, I think some dupes are better than others. Dupe shoes, though,
you don't have the money for it, that's okay. You don't have to have the money for them. No one's forcing you to have the money. I would rather just not own a pair of fakes instead of spending $500 on a pair of fakes. You're still spending a lot of money. Just go get dupe of shoes. Do what?
My Hokas are as real as it gets.
Those are as real. Boy, you got that right. There you go. Nothing more. You and Eric Chiafalo.
That's an edition of Khaki's Kicks. If you want to talk sneakers, at khaki_Kev.
Dare I say the Hokas are the number one shoe here at 105 Through the Fan?
I think you dare say. Yeah. You're sleeping on Fred.
You won't catch me in them. But you got Chief, Jake, and Broadus are three names that come to mind immediately of the Hoka wares here at 105 Through the Fan. All right, 2 hours in the books, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're up against it. Let's take a trip around college football. We've got one game left tonight, but what a first quote-unquote first week of college football it was of major, not necessarily implications, but we learned a thing or two about the college football world. Don't go anywhere. It's a G-Bag Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.